WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. When the school buildings in Duval County reopen, whenever that is, there'll be at least one layer of personal protection for everyone there. Last night, the school board voted to buy over 140,000 face masks, one for everyone, at a cost of just over $300,000. Only shelters, certified breeders, and animal welfare organizations would be allowed to sell cats, dogs, and rabbits in Nassau County if a measure being considered by the Board of Commissioners goes through. There needs to be a public hearing on that first, though, and that won't happen for more than another full month. Officials with the Jacksonville Jaguars organization say that even though they could have opened their offices at the stadium yesterday, they're going to wait until next week to do so. And even then, no one will have to be there who doesn't want to be there, and no more than 75 employees will be allowed in there at any one time, and all of those employees will have to wear masks. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered thunderstorms developing by the afternoon, the high 91. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and currently it is 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than they were when they were actually employed. The Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community. And next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
AM, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, I'm just making sure all our new mics for the studios are sounding. We're doing okay here, right?
Yeah, everything sounds great.
All right, man. Hurricane season starts within less than 2 weeks, and so now, as I tell everybody, we're all doing all this backup preparation, so we got things ready to go as we kick it off with another exciting day. Sit back, got a lot of news to get to right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, let's kick it off. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. New story has come out now, Roger. The White House is telling everybody, listen, we've provided the unemployment insurance, but if your employee can go back to work, then make sure that they can go back to work. And if not, then you need to let us know. There's a new study by the University of Chicago that says that 68% of those that are currently unemployed now, Roger, are actually bringing home more money when they actually were employed. Here's Oklahoma Senator James Langford.
An additional $600 per week per person for anyone on unemployment insurance. That allows an individual to make about $48,000 a year on unemployment assistance. Many individuals that don't make $48,000 in their normal job, but they're making $48,000 now on unemployment assistance. Literally, it would encourage people that make less than $48,000 a year to not go back to work because they could make more by staying on unemployment insurance.
Let's go a little bit further. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham bringing up the issue. For example, people in his state and throughout the rest of the country, and let's say that they were bringing home $500 or $600 a week. Now, when you combine it with federal and state, they're bringing almost home $1,000 a week.
Okay, so if you make $15 an hour for a 40-hour week, that's $600 a week. My goal was to make sure that in the unemployment part of the package, we made you whole, that you were laid off, no fault of your own, you'd get $600 a week. What we did in the package is we plussed up unemployment benefits, so you'll get $926 a week if you live in South Carolina. We increased your pay by 50%. That's gonna make it harder to get people back into the workforce. It's going to incentivize people not to go back into the workforce. We have a $600 federal benefit on top of the state benefit. We have a situation where people getting 100% pay raise not to work. We have got to fix that.
And got to fix it, but yet the government's the one that created it. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, says that individuals who reject an offer from the company to return to work after being laid off due to the coronavirus should and are no longer considered to be eligible to receive federal unemployment benefits. As been reported, the economy this week and within the next week, and Roger, some say by the 1st of June, set to at least have a partial reopening. But listen to CNN. Again, the big debate is the economy versus the health and safety of individuals out there.
To get into the whole safety debate, if you will. The president and his team gung-ho about reopening. Many Democrats put the question straight to so essentially, how many lives are you willing to risk to put people back to work?
Of when you're looking at the economy versus the public health crisis, these two things run smack into one another, and without one being solved, the other remains a problem.
That's CNN. They say, of course, that's the big debate, and I think it's also a very interesting debate to have. Is it worth shutting down almost up to 40 million Americans, which is very unfortunate, with the thousands of deaths that have taken place? Kevin Hassett, who is one of the White House economists, says, wait a second, despite all the bad numbers out there, Roger, depression-era unemployment numbers, he says in real-time data, the economy is actually getting a little bit better. Listen to this.
In fact, one of the things that I'm seeing in the real-time data is that things are going back faster than I expected. And so, as an example, we have a measure of how many businesses in the U.S. are open, and it was 50% on April 11th, and it's just a count of businesses, so it's not the same as GDP. It's 67% today, and so we're very, very rapidly opening up. And so I think what it means is that the stimulus that we passed really did build the bridge to the other side, and so that people can hit the ground running when they get
now. This is what he said, and let me put this out here. It was 50% on April the 11th. Over the past week, it was jumped up to 62%, and then it was at 67%. Listen to what he said. He says it has nothing to do with anything with the GDP, but it's the percentage of businesses that are opening up. But then again, Roger, when you're allowed to only open up, as you know, this week in Florida and other states, 50% of your restaurants can open up. We just allowed some of the gyms, but we still have restrictions. But yet, when the first week was 25%, but you're spending 40%, I know the numbers get confusing, don't they? There's no amount of money to be out there. So, Roger, it sounds encouraging. I don't think it's overall that encouraging.
Well, you know, we're not at the finish line yet. You know, we're headed toward the goal line. We're probably at first and goal, and a couple of more phases will be completely opened back up again. You know, I don't think anybody expected us to be completely.
I think we're at the 10-yard line.
Reopened. Yeah,
90 more yards to go.
Okay.
anyway,
all right.
How do you like that one? As we have been reported, most of the states are going to have a partial reopening, but it's still depressing. Listen to host the Meet the Press, Chuck Todd.
All 50 states will have partial reopenings officially underway. 1,000 Americans have died so far. More are expected as we reopen. Job losses are at Great Depression levels, which are expected to get worse before they get better. And the country remains sorely politically divided. But even during these unprecedented times, the president's playbook doesn't really seem to change. He lashes out in response to scrutiny. He undermines institutions, and he defies experts.
Oh, boy. So there we go, the doom and gloom. Usually you think the doom and gloom would be shutting down something. No, the doom and gloom is when you want to reopening something. Fox News' Chad Pergram brings out that a spending report card is now being spent or sent to Congress and all their spending that they have done.
It's the first report card to Congress about the $3 trillion response to the pandemic. Fed Chairman Powell has argued that another jolt from Congress could bolster growth. But many Republicans are skeptical of another expensive bill. A bipartisan coalition of senators say the Paycheck Protection Program handcuffs small businesses. They have to direct 3/4 of the federal dollars they receive to employee wages. Senators want to drop that to 50%, so small businesses can use the money instead for utilities and rent. Lawmakers demand results when coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy. Risk of permanent damage if the U.S. doesn't reopen the right way.
So, right. You know, Roger, I think we should be sending a report card in every spending bill Congress does. I think you'd probably show that they would get a D and or an F when it comes to this. But let's go back to White House economist Kevin Hassett for a second. Remember, the Democrats have said what we need is an FDR approach. Even the White House says when you look at the amount of money spent back then during the Great Depression, adjusting with inflation and everything else, we've outspent that.
Now what we're doing is we're watching and we're planning. We're not watching and waiting. We're planning if we need to do more stimulus, then potentially we'll consider that. But if it looks like what we've done already, which again is more than twice as big as what we did in the New Deal over the entire 1930s, you know, it could be that that's going to end up being big enough.
You know, Roger, we've talked about this story before. Do states need to get here's the key word, another sweaty wad of bailout money? It is true that the First CARES Act, that many of the states got $150 billion. Cities even here in the state of Florida got money to give out, as we say, debit cards to help those in time of bad economic policies, not so much done by the city, but done by the government, that's had a negative effect on families out there. Listen to Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
Well, we've already given the states the money's appropriated, $150 billion. We told the states and the cities, you can spend it on coronavirus expenses. I want to pass a bill that says if you have a revenue shortfall as a result of coronavirus, you can use it to offset the revenue shortfall. That may mean that we don't need the Pelosi bill. I do know this. We have given them already $150 billion. And I'll bet you most states and cities haven't spent it yet. And I want to give them a little flexibility in how they spend it. And it may be that we, as a result, we don't.
You know, John, I mean, Roger, I do like the senator there.
Right.
You know, he's always entertaining. But here's the problem. We sit back and say that we're going to give all these states and cities flexibility to how to spend their money. But let's be honest, and we've talked about this before, can you not regularly, if you're an elected official, sit back and say, well, we need to do something about our pension. We've got to raise taxes. We've got to do something about giving money out here locally. We've got to do something about trying to turn around the economy. We may need more spending infrastructure because why? We've lost the tax revenue to COVID-19. Roger, I mean, we're out there talking a good game about how we don't want to give money to we want to give it for pre-COVID.
Right.
But then again, who's going to make that decision? The sweaty wad of money that's given out, as you know, by the government to other state and local governments, unless there's some sort of accountability, they're going to do whatever they want with the money.
I've got a way better idea than any of this. Instead of Congress giving the money to the state governments, why don't you give it to the citizens of those states in the form of stimulus checks and the businesses in the form of PPE? And if the states want that money, let them tax it at 100%, and that way they're answerable to their constituents.
Roger wants to give you money, and then we're going to tax it at the end.
I don't want to tax it, but I want the state-level politicians to be accountable. Fortunately, here in Florida, we have very responsible legislators in Tallahassee.
There's a new video out on Ahmed Arbery where he had a run-in and a confrontation with police back in 2017. We'll play that here in just a little bit. And for those of you that were looking for a cost-of-living adjustment for your Social Security, the federal government says, no way, most likely it's not going to happen. But the Democrats have said, well, we still may have to raise taxes on you to make sure that the Social Security checks down the road can still become solvent out there. So I have a lot more of these clips coming around. And are Republicans on a double standard when it comes to bail out some of the cities and states? We'll have all of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic starting to pick up on 103rd Street eastbound, just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with rain by afternoon. The high, 91. Mostly 71 the low. Right now, it is 71 degrees.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
time crunchers, run with us on a John Deere Z535M Z-Track mower, built to mow better, faster. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Like Sunday evening when you've got to cut the grass before the family gets back. So you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision, thanks to the Excel Deep mower deck. Then when your family's right around the corner, you're already done. This is more than just grass. It's pride. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z500 for more.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Lawmakers are demanding results after coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy. A new video shows Ahmaud Arbery had confrontations with Georgia police since 2017. And White House economists say improving numbers indicate the economy is quickly recovering.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
It's the first report card to Congress about the $3 trillion response to the pandemic. Fed Chairman Powell has argued that another jolt from Congress could bolster growth. But many Republicans are skeptical of another expensive bill. A bipartisan coalition of senators say the Paycheck Protection Program handcuffs small businesses. They have to direct three-quarters of the federal dollars they receive to employee wages. Senators want to drop that to 50%.
All right, that was Fox News' Chad Pergram. 20 minutes after 6 a.m., good to have everybody here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. I'd like to ask you, you listening this morning, I always enjoy hearing your views, especially on topics like this to deal with when Congress, hey, we want to see a report card. We want to know how the money's being spent. Well, here's the question. Who's doing the grading here, Raj? In other words, if we're going to send a report card, send it to who? I mean, there are groups out there like the Heritage Foundation, mm-hmm. the Cato Institute, a lot of other groups out there, even left-wing groups out there. They do these report cards on how Congress spent your money. If you're a left-wing group, of course, it's stunk if it's run by Republicans, and conservative groups think the same way overall about others of the Republicans and Democrats and how they spend the money. But my question to you, you listening at 831-0600, 831-0600, how do you rate the president and Congress so far on the fiscal matters dealing with trying to get the economy turning around?
Yeah, that's a very good question because you are absolutely correct. You know, if you're a left-wing group, you know, you'd probably give the big spending an A+, you know. But if you're, you know, on the right and you think that we need to, you know, kind of curtail our spending, you'd probably think they deserve an F. I would like to see a dollar amount maybe, publicized and make it very well known how much money that every individual American now owes because of the national debt.
Right. Well, yeah, I think we might have a good chunk on that.
I think we're
one.
About 60,000 a person.
Well, yeah, but here's the question for those of you: 831-0600, 904-831 800-516-0600. Here's the question. If you had to give a grade, you know, A being the top, A plus, F, whatever, on Congress and how they've dealt on spending and fiscal matters of trying to get the economy turning around, and how the president and the White House has done on trying to turn things around, what grade would you give them? 831-0600. Would it be a D? Would you sit back and say, hey, Ed, we need this amount of spending to take place. We need to get things ready to go. This is what needs to happen. How would you rate the president? What grade would you give him? I'm not saying dealing with the pandemic. I'm talking on the areas of trying to get the economy going, trying to get money back into people's back pockets. Also spending. How would you rate the Republicans? How would you rate the Democrats? How do you rate the president? What grade would you give him? I'd love to hear your views, pros and cons, why you would give him a good grade, why would you give him a bad grade? What would it be? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are still looking pretty good, with the exception of some slow traffic on New Kings Road northbound, a little before Edgewood Avenue. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with rain by afternoon, the high 91. Mostly 71 the low. Right now, it is 71 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
Brought to you by Tools for a Time on Old St. Augustine Road and I-295.
After the Boston Marathon got postponed, a Girl Scout leader who'd been training for years to qualify decided to put her training to work. She mapped out a 46-mile run that set her up to pass the homes of all 52 of her Girl Scouts. The troop leader stopped at every girl's house just to say hi, and the girls stood in their driveways with signs cheering her on. In total, the run took over 11 hours, but the troop leader said it was totally worth it. With all their free time, a dad and his three kids decided to clean up dirty headstones at their local cemetery. The family takes a walk every day, and during that walk, they devote 20 minutes to cleaning up the headstones. They've cleaned over two dozen headstones in a matter of just 1 month. And it helps that the dad owns an industrial cleaning company, so he knows just what products to use. The dad said he's glad to be able to bring these memories back to life for others. Now that's good news.
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of May, Bogers would like to show their appreciation for all our area nurses all month long. Nurses can purchase Dance Go clogs, buy one, get one half off. And through May 6th through May 12th, all nurses can receive an additional 10% off. Plus, there is free shipping through May 31st. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and seat beds will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600.
800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Roger, a lot of emails coming in this morning on this issue. Here's one from Jimmy. Hey, Ed, I'm a fan of the president, but I think all this spending, I would give about a C. If you want to direct money into people's back pockets, that's great. I just don't want this end up looking like the Obama stimulus where we came back and go, oh, we didn't do enough. Here's one from Jerry. Hey, Ed, you know what everybody's going to say, that we didn't spend enough money. Remember, we were told during the Obama years all we need was a trillion, and then they came back and said that it wasn't enough. We needed 2 to 3 trillion. What's going to happen with this down the road? If we're going to spend anywhere from $8 trillion, why not stop at 10 maybe? How much is it going to take? Here's one from this one's from Sandy. Ed, enjoy the morning show with you and Roger. I think Congress gets maybe an A on effort, but that doesn't mean anything. If the money through the PPP and we're spending money on arts that is not COVID related, then that automatically knocks them down to about a C plus. Yes, I'm a little bit more optimist on both sides. Let's see where all of this goes. Here's one from Joe. Hey, Ed, I heard you guys talking about the football incident yesterday. It's amazing that we have to have affirmative action programs and hire those that are competent in the black community to get them hired to be part of the football process when it comes to that team. I say hire them. If they're competent, we don't need any of the affirmative action. Here's one from Georgia. Hey, Ed, enjoy listening to you and Roger. What is a sad state of affairs when we have to tell the NFL that we have to pass an affirmative action just to hire those that are worthy to be an assistant or even a head coach of a team for the NFL? Kind of interesting take on a lot
pretty interesting, you know, but again, this is not something the government instituted. This is something happening within the NFL and their own organization that's kind of getting out to the news media. This is something they're actually initiating.
Here's one from Andrea. Ed and Roger, it's amazing. The government creates the recession, and now they spend money on what they think that needs to be done to help secure and make the recession go away. And yet, you know that you, me, and Roger probably wouldn't give them all great grades, but I'm sure they'll all give them an A-plus and pat on the back.
Well, here's the deal. When it comes to Congress, people like their congressman, they think everybody else's congressman is horrible. So that's basically what it's about. I have a problem, though, with segregating the Congress grade from the president's grade. End of the day, they all agreed on it. Am I right?
Well, true. But remember, the Democrats are taking credit for the PPP and stuff.
That's true.
Remember Sheila Jackson Lee?
Right.
Hey, when is school's going to reopen back up? We're going to get into all of that. Local Congressman John Rutherford. Oh, boy. I like the congressman, but I think Democrats are trying to reel him in on a comment. He said, we got the clip about bailing out cities that have financially that are irresponsible in their fiscal policies. Is Jacksonville one of those cities? We'll have that clip coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Michigan's governor has placed Midland County in central Michigan under a state of emergency after heavy rains over the past few days caused two dams to fail, unleashing devastating floodwaters. Parts of the city of Midland and Dow Chemical have been evacuated, and there are fears that Midland, roughly 80 miles north of the capital Lansing, could be under 9 feet of water by later today. The area received between 4 and 7 inches of rain on Sunday and Monday. All 50 states now have eased to some degree their coronavirus restrictions. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is lifting a stay-home order, replacing it with an advisory that encourages people to stay home when possible and to keep with social distancing. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 313 points, S&P futures up 32. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Last week, the interim CEO of JEA, Paul McElory, placed the utility's chief administrative officer, Herschel Vineyard, on paid leave. Yesterday, Vineyard's lawyer said that his client's been wrongly told to resign, which he won't be doing, and that he's being wrongly investigated by the city of Jacksonville. All this comes in the wake of both a subpoena to JEA from a federal grand jury and an ongoing probe by the Jacksonville City Council. Out of over 1,300 cases, 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus. In St. Johns County, there have been 233 cases. Clay's had 321 and Nassau's had 66. Statewide, there are nearly 47,000 infections with over 2,000 deaths. Last night, the Duval County School Board voted to buy over 140,000 face masks, one for each member of the faculty, staff, and student body. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are still looking pretty good, with the exception of some slow traffic on New Kings Road northbound, a little before Edgewood Avenue. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon, the high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community. Next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen. And a new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, as we lead up to Memorial Day, it's going to be interesting, Roger, to see what takes place over the next several weeks of some of the restrictions. As you do know, Florida has opened back up, but some beaches, I think on the west part of the state, are still putting a little bit of restrictions when it comes to social distancing. So when you hear about certain things reopening back up, as Roger has reported the last few weeks, Roger, it's not a full-blown reopening, especially on the beaches where you think you just walk out. I mean, who in the world rides their horses on the beach?
Exactly. But evidently, who has a horse? That's my question.
That's right. So anyway, so for those of you that are going out this week, like to Fort George, we had an invitation to go hang out with some friends on the boating this past week. I don't know what type of restrictions. Everybody's been asking us about, are we able to camp out there? If you go to COJ.net, talk to the local city government if they can find somebody, or go to, Florida.gov, see what type of areas when it comes to your parks and things like that. We don't have a full-blown answer because Roger and I have been looking for it in some cases. Roger, and we haven't been able to find everything. So if you find out what are some of the areas with the beaches and what's going on with some of the 4th of July and some of the restrictions out there, always please let us know. Shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's continue on with the news. Farmers are also, you know, Roger, maybe this is too tough of a word, but they're getting a bailout as well. They have a surplus of money out there. No. But they have a surplus of food out there. As you know, some of the poultry plants and meat plants were shut down due to COVID-19. So this means that the farmers, which is like the wholesaler, the plants in many cases are somewhat of the retailers. They give it to the retail outlets and the restaurants. But even some of the plants have been shut down. So what does that mean? Well, Roger, that means if we don't deliver our food, we have a surplus of food out there. Mm-hmm. The president says he's going to give them $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community out there and get the food to food banks.
Now we're standing strong with our farmers and ranchers once again. In normal times, roughly 40% of fresh vegetables and about 40% of beef grown and raised in the United States is distributed to restaurants and other commercial food establishments. But as you know, the virus has forced many of our nation's restaurants to temporarily close, and this has taken a major toll on our farmers and growers. For this reason, my administration is launching a sweeping new initiative, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Through this effort, we are providing $19 billion to support our nation's agricultural producers, maintain the health of our critical food supply chains, and provide food assistance to American families. $19 billion.
Wow, $19 billion to the farming community out there. Rob Laro, who is the president of the National Farmers Union, says for states like here in Florida, the food being purchased by the federal government is good for everybody, especially for a lot of food banks you may see here in the Sunshine State.
The White House's attention is a really positive step, because what we've seen is a real conundrum, right, of farmers with their products in no markets and prices really low, and a lot more folks in need of that food. And this will be one of those key pieces to connect all the surplus product to those in need.
You know, Roger, let me stop right there. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You know, when you get a cold front and you get below, what is it, 28, 32 degrees, it freezes. It does kill the citrus industry, which means that the surplus they have that they are delivering to Publix and Walmart for grocery goods, because of the supply and demand, will rack up your cost. We've been told that several of the communities in the state of Florida, when it comes to buying meats, they're going to have a run, which means the shortage is going to take place, which means your costs go through the roof here. I wonder if we're going to start seeing the cost of many of our farming products and dairy products for this summer and this fall coming up. I wonder if they're going to skyrocket when you go to the grocery store.
I don't believe so, because it sounds to me like they're taking the food that would have gone to restaurants, not grocery stores, and then giving those away to the public. And meanwhile, the grocery stores are making more money than they ever have before because people aren't eating out as much. I think this is probably a win-win. I'm aware of at least three food drives where people, all they had to do was drive up with their trunk open, don't even roll your window down, and they
really
and there were people there to put groceries in your trunk if you needed them. A little bit of a traffic jam, but there have been several of those, and they help people in need during this difficult time.
Let me bring up 2 points here. First off, I don't think there's much of a difference between the restaurant and the grocery store. You still have to get your food. One is served to you.
Well, they say the packaging would be different. For example, if you want to buy a carton of eggs from the grocery store, it's got a dozen of them. If you're going to get it to a restaurant, it's got a whole crate of them, and most people don't need that many eggs. And they
I agree with you, but your costs are going to go up. But I'm with you. But having said that, this has always perplexed me for years. As a reporter, remember in 2008, 2009, 2010, I would cover the areas of people going to a charity group out there and a food bank. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, I interviewed some of these from St. Vincent de Paul's, the United Way, those that give charitable things out there to the local municipalities. And we interviewed them, and they're like 35 to 40% of people going up there that don't need it, Roger. Mm-hmm. They may need a little help, but they're trying to take advantage of the situation. And this is not a put down to you, but when I hear that, hey, listen, we can just drive up, open up the trunk, and give us some food, I mean, where's the accountability? Or is it just we're going to have too much of a surplus, we're just going to start giving it away no matter what?
Well, you know, it's better that than throw it in the, you know, in the field, like we've been seeing with some of the dairy products, or just emptying it in the dirt. But here's the deal. You're looking at a model when things were normal, and yeah, there were people taking advantage of the situation. Right now, we've got massive numbers of people who don't have a job right now, and they're just trying to pay their mortgage or their rent right now. It can be a help right now. And these people, I don't believe, are taking advantage of anyone.
They're collecting unemployment, 100%+. I think
they
have a point.
They did not create the problem, though.
I understand that, but they're collecting more money. What I'm saying is that I think you always have a lot of fraud, no matter what. And these type of things is 35 to 40%. Hey, remember about the school lunches we talked about a few weeks ago, where parents, throughout the state, were out there getting the food and then turn around selling them online.
Some of them weren't even parents. In fact, they were. You find out the school was giving it away. Drive up, you know, get this big, you know, the food box, and then sell it on Craigslist.
That's what Roger and I were thinking about, maybe going to Burger King, get a couple Whoppers for three, you know, 2 for $5, and we'll sell it for 2 for $10. So there you go.
Entrepreneurialism.
The tax loss in the state of Florida could be up to $1 billion. Here's CBS from Miami.
In Florida, the state collects sales tax. That money funds more than 70% of the state's general revenues, money that goes to things like education and health care. Economy at a standstill. Estimates are that the sales tax in Florida plummeted by more than $700 million. Jimmy Patronis is the state's chief financial officer and a member of Governor Ron DeSantis' cabinet. Patronis said he does not think the COVID-19 pandemic will result in state layoffs, major cuts to state services, or tax increases, but he does think the state may have to freeze hiring and look at other tough measures.
And, of course, it's going to be interesting to see if some of these, those are the first responders, Roger, when it comes to cops and fire and police and all that, if they're going to have to end up taking a furlough. Roger, to me, I'm telling you, there are so many interesting discussions that are going to take place, especially around the fall, around August and September, when schools start to reopen, when city governments here in the state of Florida start looking at their budgets. They're going to either have to raise taxes or there's going to have to be another round of stimulus money to bail out these local municipalities.
And that would be a third stimulus check that the average person who's going to be getting. It should be interesting, and God forbid that, you know, these stay-at-home orders being lifted actually causes a bigger increase in the number of infections, which is not being talked about a whole lot.
Another story, Roger, as you know, it's making nationwide headlines, and I get the reason why, and this is going to be interesting to see where this case goes, is, of course, of Ahmaud Arbery out there, who was shot by a father and son, who has now been charged with first-degree murder up and around Brunswick, Georgia. New video that came out this past week. Now, let me play for you the clip. Some of you, see, Ed, this guy, he's probably some thug. No, you cannot look at it this way. There is a new video out that shows Ahmaud Arbery had a run-in with police where they sat back and they even had to tase him. They wanted to check his car, but they didn't have probable cause. He told them, no, we bleeped out the foul language here. They wanted to check him for weapons because he was in a park in 2017 that was known for illegal activity. They said that they smelled marijuana. They noticed a bag of a leafy substance inside, but at the end of the day, they let him go. Here's CBS News.
You got an ID on you, man?
Body cam footage from 2017 shows a Glynn County police officer approach Ahmaud Arbery in a Brunswick, Georgia park.
Grab it with you, okay?
As the officer returns from running Arbery's license, Ahmaud appears to be upset.
I ain't got on me. What with me for? I'll tell you why I'm here, man.
Why?
I'll tell you why I'm here. Because this area is known for drug activity.
You got a reason to touch me, bro.
I'm not searching you. I'm checking you for weapons. All right, man?
Less than 2 minutes later, another officer appears, and Arbery refuses to let them search his car.
You're not allowing me to search your car?
You can't go in my...
I'm not asking you. Just don't reach the car, man.
Your hand out your pocket.
Hands out your pocket.
Hands out your pocket. Second officer then orders Arbery to the ground after he fires his taser, but it malfunctions and doesn't shock Arbery.
I got one day off a week. One day.
Okay.
One day off a week. I'm trying to chill on my day off, bro.
Eventually, they let Arbery go.
Roger, did you see this video?
I did see the video, yeah. And
you want to know something?
What's that?
Forgive me for jumping in. I think the police overdid it here. He had his hands out. They didn't taser him because the taser malfunctioned. Here's the bottom line. Okay, I get it. He mouth off to the cops. Don't do that.
Don't
all right,
do
I get
that.
It.
Yeah,
but
respect
this doesn't
the
make
police.
It like he's guilty for something that we don't know whether he did or not. I mean, you know, there's new video that shows a bunch of people were walking in that house, checking it out. Maybe it was a brand new house. Maybe it was somebody's celebrity. Maybe they were putting gold in it. And there was like a bunch of other those from the community member that said outside of Ahmed went into that house, kind of take a look at it when he ran. And then, of course, that's when started this whole unfortunate process that led to his death. But Roger, I understand, you don't mouth off to the cops, but this doesn't really show that, okay, wait a second, he got arrested, he had a major run-in with police, so this shows that maybe he did something illegal anyway. Guilt by association, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, I do not like his attitude when it comes to talking to the police. You know, show respect for those who are here to protect and defend us and to keep us safe, and they were just doing their jobs. I don't believe that they were speaking to him disrespectfully. They smelled marijuana. That was obviously a cause for concern. Ultimately, you know, he went along his happy way.
Man,
you know,
Roger, I view it differently than you do. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, show respect for the police. You know, the officer's trying to ask you a question. Be respectful.
All right, I'm with you. Got to go see the video. It's quite interesting. Yeah. But some of you are like, well, see, he's guilty. No. That does not make him guilty for the situation that happened back in February. So we'll have more of this news and everything coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see our usual slow traffic right at NAS Jacks. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon, the high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with the low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new video shows Ahmaud Arbery had confrontations with Georgia police since 2017. White House economists say improving numbers indicate the economy is quickly recovering. And lawmakers are demanding results after coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Councilman Ron Salem here on our Newsmaker line. What mile are you on right now?
Mile 5, Ed.
Hey,
and morning. The Y opens on Monday, so can't wait.
Do you go to the gym, or do you do all your miles like in the? I mean, you don't go to the gym when you do your running, correct?
Well, normally I don't run in the neighborhood unless it's the weekend. So Monday through Friday, it's all done at the Y. Yeah, elliptical, treadmill, and then weights.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
And I can't wait to get back.
I'm with you. Hey, what have you heard from the social distancing? I get a lot of people calling us up, and it still doesn't seem to be very clear. Or is this left to the gym owners on how they're going to do their social distancing and spread apart the weights and spread apart the treadmills?
Well, Ed, I can tell you that the Y specifically delayed their opening for a week so they could train the staff. And they're going to block off every other elliptical, every other treadmill. They're going to have guidelines for the weights and wiping it after each turn. So they're very aggressive in terms of getting everything set up and waiting a week to do it right. But that's not why I called. Can I mention your food giveaway thing? And one of the things I think you're missing is the desire of individuals to help, not necessarily by cutting a check to the United Way or somebody, but doing it themselves. Let me give an example. I'm a member of the Ramallah Club. Our club raised several thousand dollars for a food giveaway. We're located on Parental Home Road. We went to Costco and bought 100 of various items, boxed them up, 100 boxes of groceries. We went to every church around that area and said, we're going to have a food giveaway Saturday morning from 9 to 12. Drive up, oh, pop your trunk, we'll put it in. And we felt fantastic about doing that. Now, who knows who came by? Doesn't make any difference. If they came by, we gave them a box. And if they had kids in the car, we gave them two boxes. And I think there's just a desire of people that are better off to help. And if they deserved it, whether they didn't deserve it, you know, that's always going to occur. But we felt fantastic doing that.
No, that no one has a disagreement with. Like my local church, Rogers Local Church, we've been doing that. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, what we were alluding to, and we probably should have clarified this. There was a picture about a month, and I mean, this might have been at the end of March, before everything really broke apart. First week in April, there was these cars loaded up with food banks, and they were just give. And my point is, was there a limit of what they could do? To me, it's not the part where you're dropping off the churches, and I'm with you on that. Is that when you have people that just kind of come up, like for example, when and this is not a put down of the city, this is maybe to their credit, but remember we started doing the debit cards a couple weeks back. We give $1,000 debit cards. We had reported how many boatloads of people showed up to the city without any type of ID. They didn't even live in the area, trying to get a $1,000 debit card, which means they try to implement fraud on their own. The city was able to catch all of that, but it's just amazing how many people take advantage of the situation.
And coincidentally, I toured that site yesterday. I got a tour from the beginning to the end where they actually get their check. I was so impressed by how the city has set this up, how they're checking documentation, social distancing all through the process. I mean, it is a well-oiled machine that Stephanie Birch and her crew are doing downtown. I know it. They're lined up first thing in the morning at 9 a.m. when they first open. But beyond that, it really goes very smoothly. And you have to have that documentation or you're not getting a card.
Oh, no, that's why I said you guys did a good job cracking down on it. Hey, what is the debate? You know, you're going to have a lot on your plate coming over the next several months. It's going to be interesting because, as you know, September 31st into October, the city starts, in many municipalities, start kicking off their own budget. When you guys started getting workshops on what that budget may look like down the road of what you may have to do with the loss of tax revenue?
Well, great question, Ed. I'm on the finance committee, as you probably know.
Right.
We had a finance committee meeting yesterday. My question to our CFO, Joey Grivey, was, what data do you have today that suggests how many millions we're going to be short? And we don't have any data as of today. Within a week, we'll start getting some state data on the sales tax. The thought is we're going to be somewhere in the area of $40 to $50 million short than what we were last year on sales tax for next year. That's an estimate, but I think that's a reasonable estimate.
All right. To me, it's going to be an interesting to see where a lot of this goes. So I think
it's
going to be great.
Fortunately, in Jacksonville, we have really good reserves. The mayor and the council over the last several years have upped our reserves. We have about 180 some odd million dollars in reserves. So hopefully we'll be able to manage that effectively and not have to cut services, people, that kind of thing.
All right. Hey, I got to run. Call me later in the week, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Good talking to you. All right, we'll talk about those reserves next hour. Anyway, 6:55, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We've had it for a while now, and it's still there. Construction work on West Beaver Street headed eastbound, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon, the high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
A coronavirus update brought to you by Tools for a Time on Old St. Augustine Road and I-295.
Almost 47,000 people have now been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Florida since the pandemic began. Nearly 8,500 have been hospitalized as a result. 2,052 have lost their lives. Duval County has recorded 1,318 cases, Clay County 321, St. John's with 233, and Nassau County at 66 cases. More than 717,000 have been tested. 6.5% have come back positive. Public libraries are open again, but social distancing guidelines make the experience very different. Only 10 to 15 people will be allowed in. They must have reserved a book online. They will only be allowed to enter once they get a notification that the book is ready for them to pick up. Graduates from St. Augustine High are going to have an in-person graduation ceremony. It'll be outside. Each graduate will have only 4 guests and will only enter at their appointed time, get their diploma, and then make room for the next batch. Keep listening for more updates.
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people create the perfect cemetery headstone. Our process is simple, no pressure, and our prices are surprisingly low. We install headstones, bronze markers, and upright monuments in any cemetery in the Southeast. We also offer bronze plaques for churches and schools. For more information and to see our work, please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
The Obamagate floodgates are opening. What do you need to know about the biggest political scandal in American history? Tune in to America First with me, Dr. G, with Joe DiGenoa and Victoria Tansing for the latest updates. Congressman Steve Scalise on why Nancy doesn't want to come back to work. And then my buddy Boris Epstein and Jennifer Horn on the latest crazy developments in D.C. and California.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up in a few moments, we're going to be talking about how that some of you that 62 and over in on retirement, Roger, the COLA increases for Social Security aren't going to happen because of the loss of tax revenue. So Democrats sit back and say, well, we got to make this up. You know what that means, folks? That means another sweaty wad of tax increases.
Yeah.
That's the answer. We don't cut spending. We just raise taxes on this one. So 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.